Hi, we're Derek,
Nick,
Alex,
Mark,
and Hedwig
from Contrabandit. And you're listening to The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
What's going on? Thanks for tuning in to Volume 77 of The Grind right here on punkradiocast.com. My name is Chris. Wicked show for you today. Like you heard off the top, interview with Canadian melodic punk's Contrabandit, brought to us by our buddy Marcus in Ottawa. We heard just a teensy bit of the intro to their song, The Prince. We're going to hear a lot more of that, including some fun stuff to do with your friends' iPhones. Contraband also talks about their Turning Point show that they played previously with A Wilhelm Scream. All that and a lot more coming up. That's going to be towards the end of the program, but to get us there, we have a lot of awesome stuff for you today. A few from the mailbox bands like Grey Days, punk rock coming from Holland, local resident Failure, some Aussies there. We've got some brand new music from California's Majority Lost, and we've also got some tracks from Steve and the Alcoholics, a great skate punk band coming from Gothenburg, Sweden. All that plus some other tracks that I'm going to toss in there with some info about some upcoming shows that that might be happening in your area. I'm talking live gigs, bands that you should probably see if you have the chance, if you're in the area, if you've got some extra cash, or if you've got a ride or whatever it takes. Support your local scene wherever you are. Support punk rock. Thanks for supporting The Grind. I don't know about you, but I've got a short week this week at work, which means a long weekend, which means I've got some downtime. And I'm actually caught up, or I'm gonna say I feel like I'm caught up as much as I can with my paying gigs. So I'm going to maybe be able to get some Dreadnoughts and Mackenzie's interview footage all edited up and uploaded on. You know what? No, fuck it. I am going to get at least one video from that concert a couple weeks ago. We had the interviews on the program, but we've got some funny stuff visually, as well as some live performance video for you to check out. That's all going to be on The Grind's web presence. We're on Facebook. We are on myspace.com/burnside780. Just search The Grind on punkradiocast.com. If you're doing the Facebook thing, you'll find a couple different results for us there. And yeah. I think it's about time we get into the show. First full song up in the broadcast today is from a band called the Dirty Filthy Mugs. They're coming from California. They've got a new album out called All Yobs In, and this song is not coming off of that. If you are in California this weekend, you can check them out at the Vault with the sexy and equally punk rock gals in Civette. Find more info on www.dirtyfilthymugs. This is Dirty Filthy Mugs Are We.
Time to drink the whistle blow.
Crematoria from the Belgian metallic melodic punk rockers Short on Time. That's coming off of their new album Sanctuary, available on Bells on Records. You can pick that up on Interpunk or various other places on the web, I think. Lots of wicked merch there, too. And a little local sort of friend, good close friend connection of the program is that these guys will be playing a show on Sunday, the 16th of May, which actually happens to be my younger brother's birthday. That's beside the point. They're playing with This Is a Standoff and our other good Albertan friends, Passenger Action. When Passenger Action takes to Europe for their first European adventure, as far as I know. And also on that bill, Homer and Fire Me. That's going to be going down in Liege, Belgium. And you can check out more info on that for yourself at myspace.com/shortontimeband. Up next in the program, we're going to dip into our From the Mailbox segment and check out some punk rock from Holland. This is Grey Days with a song called Contagious, right here, Volume 77 of The Grind. Song there that was Contagious, coming from a four-piece band from Amsterdam, Holland, named Grey Days. They've just released their first EP this year. It's called Age of Reason, and it features seven honest and emotional punk rock songs. They've got some big stuff coming up for them. More info on that on the flip side of this next track. This is another one from them. This is called A Reminder for Self-Development. I have to go make a plan. Thank you. And we have one more track coming up from Gray Days. It's called The Same Sun. But before we get to that, I want to let you know about a big tour that these guys have coming up in the near future. It kicks off at the end of this month. They'll be touring with an awesome band from Italy called Coffee Shower. If you want to find out more info, you can go to myspace.com/thesearethegraydays. And so far, it looks like that tour with Coffee Shower, the punk rock tour, is going to be around 9 tour dates, stretching from Italy into Germany, through Belgium, and back up into the Netherlands. If you like what you heard here and want to pick up their new album, Age of Reason, just drop them a line, thesearethegraydays@hotmail.com. All sorts of web links for these guys. Awesome stuff. Let's get into their last track. This is The Same Sun.
Under the same sun, there is agony. People die of hunger and catastrophe.
That was a song there from Edmonton punk rockers The Blame It's. It was called Wants to Can't Have, and that was coming off of their 7-inch 2009 split with The Old Wives, released on Edmonton's only strictly vinyl label, Eat Shit and Die Records. Besides that 7-inch split, The Blame It's also have a few other releases, including a new one called Panic Plus Planet. The Blame It's on the show today as a request, actually, from our friend Phil in Broadcast Zero. Phil and fellow Broadcast Zero member Nick actually do a weekly punk rock program themselves called Rebel Time Radio. The show airs Monday nights, and you can find out more info at rebeltimerecords.com. That 7-inch split with The Blame It's and The Old Wives, that was given to me by the guys in Broadcast Zero last year when they came through town and had a barbecue in my backyard. Broadcast Zero, new music from them coming up in the next few months. They have a new album coming out, and they'll actually be on tour of Canada playing a few dates with The Blame It's. Up next, we're going to get to our next from the Mailbox band. Coming from Simi Valley, California, this is Majority Lost. Brand new track for them. It's called Tomorrow. It's right here on The Grind. Stuff that was Tomorrow from Majority Lost. That was recorded with Chris from Hoobastank as their pre-production for their newest album goes underway. They're taking April off in order to record their new full-length, in order to have it done by the time they tour Europe in late summer of this year. Majority Lost, we have two more tracks from them today. They're both coming off of Majority Lost's latest EP, Falls Off the Bandwagon. This is Burn Hollywood. Yeah! Track these dudes down online. You can do it the Facebook way. Search Majority Lost. Become a fan on there. Find them on MySpace, myspace.com/majoritylost. And tonight, you can find them at the Cobalt Cafe playing with Civette at in Canoga Park, California. Majority Lost, one more track. This is Whiskey and Bar Chords on the Grinds from the Mailbox.
Call me crazy, I had no one to say that we all had to end up in this way. 9 to 5, I think I'm about to break. Sick of being tired and tired of being awake. On whiskey and bar chords, the songs of my youth. In front of the jukebox, the only thing that I know. From the days of the mundane to the daily grind, it'll be alright. Is a line that I tear with a pine from the trap, getting shot from the well. And I'm wasted on whiskey and rock, what I'm seeing. Songs of my youth, and I'm praying. Sound of the kick drum, like the only sanity running through my mind. The distorted guitar hits me right in the heart, lets me know that I might make it out alive. Well, the truth is, I've got a lot of shit to figure out. The truth is, I doubt it's gonna happen tonight. But the boys all around, we're the kings of this town. Everything is gonna be alright. And I'm wasted on whiskey and rum, cause I'm seeing signs of my youth and I'm praying. It's the only thing that I
Tracks there. I thought I would toss in some Civette for you, since a few of our mailbox bands are playing with them in the next couple days. That track was Bleed and Burn from them, coming off of their 2005 Massacre release. And then we just heard a track called Reoccurring Gray from a band that just recently, within the last month or so, I believe, signed to Epitaph Records. We're talking the band Heart Sounds. They have two big shows coming up in California tonight and tomorrow as well. Tonight you can catch them in Anaheim with a band that that's been around for a little while, 30 years. Pretty big in the punk rock community, a very well-versed band. We're talking Bad Religion. So Bad Religion, Anaheim tonight, Heart Sounds playing with them, and tomorrow night Heart Sounds are playing Fresno with Broadway Calls and our friends in the Flatliners, which leads me to let you know about some upcoming stuff on The Grind. We are going to be getting an interview with the Flatliners. They're coming up through Canada, back home to our native land, so Stacey Steele will be catching up with them in Calgary next week. Stacey has another interview for us with a Calgary band called Decoy Decoy. They're playing a big show tonight in Calgary with our friends in 40 Gun Flagship. Also in next week's show, that's volume 78 of the program, Israeli pop punkers Useless ID. They're just wrapping up a North American tour. They have two more dates left. A show tonight in Toronto, I think. A show in Newmarket on Saturday and in Drummondville, Quebec on Sunday before they fly off of this continent and quite possibly back home to Israel. So we're going to get an interview with them. Tune in for that, plus the Decoy Decoy, plus a whole lot more great punk rock coming up next Friday. That is April the 9th. right here on punkradiocast.com. For now, we're still going with the show. We've got a few more from the mailbox bands, probably another half hour or so, before we get into the Contrabandit interview with Marcus and some of the music that they have for us to listen to today. Just lots more awesomeness on the program. Let's see what is coming up. Well, I see we've got some stuff from Gothenburg, Sweden, a band called Steve and the Alcoholics. Before I get into this track, let me just tell you a little bit about a fundraiser that I am doing. I've had a beard for the last year or so. It's getting pretty scraggly. It's getting in the way. It gets in my mouth when I'm eating stuff. I'm constantly picking beard hairs out of my everything, quite often keyboards. Anyways, that is a minor inconvenience compared to what you would go through if you were diagnosed with cancer. Cancer comes in very many forms, of course, and it's one of those things that you'll be hard-pressed not to find someone who has not been affected by cancer, be it themselves personally, or relatives, or friends, or something like that. So what I'm doing is I'm going to get rid of the beard. I'm going to shave it off. I'm going to raise some money. This is where you possibly come in. If you might have some extra cash kicking around, maybe you got some extra money from your grandparents for your birthday, or an error in your paycheck possibly in your benefit, and you're feeling fairly charitable and want to support a great cause, I've teamed up with the Canadian Cancer Society to do a little bit of a fundraiser. We're going to shave my face and help put cancer in its place. If you are anywhere in the world and would like to donate, I thank you, first off. You can visit my fundraising page at convio, that's convio.cancer.ca/go-to/grindawaycancer, and you'll see an ugly mug up there, which is me and my huge beard. It's not massively huge by any means, I guess, but it's more hair than I've had on my head for quite a few years, I'll say that. Anyways, that's what that's all about. Links on that Grindaway Cancer page to donate using your credit card. Also, if you don't want to donate $20, which is the minimum requirement on that, you can just visit the Grind's MySpace page, myspace.com/burnside780. And right underneath our Facebook link, Facebook group link on the left-hand side, there's a little donate PayPal donate thing. That's what that's all about. Moving on with the show, talking about beards, talking about Steve and the Alcoholics. This is a track from them, brand new stuff. Beardy Crook is what this is, and it's on the Grind, volume 77.
Some say you better bend your knees and pray. In every line, it's a corruption lost in time. Stupid book written on Beardy Crook. I think it's time we nailed the guy against the cross again. So we can start it all over with a fierce one this time. The people search for a man that will shoulder this problem and carry the weight. We're taking care of the truth that put us on this red color. When I would fight for the reasons that made us stand up for the humans we are.
four-piece old-school skate punk from a newer band from Gothenburg, Sweden. That was Steve and the Alcoholics. Some of these tracks today are demos coming off of their debut EP. Here's another one, Carstruck Girls. That Carstruck Girls was coming off of their 2007 EP. If you like what you hear, and if you like what you hear in the show in general, and quite possibly a lot of you are already aware of this site. It's a blog site, Skatepunkers, skatepunkers.blogspot.com. Fucking wicked repertoire of new stuff and old stuff and all sorts of stuff in the vein of skate punk. If you go there and search Steve and the Alcoholics, you can download their 2007 demo, which includes that Carstruck Girls song. We do have one more song from Steve and the Alcoholics. You can find those guys, myspace.com/Steve and the Alcoholics. And they've got some good stuff coming up. They've got a Euro tour in June and July. They're also playing Demolition Fest on the 26th of June with Misconduct, Straightaway, Action Men, and more in Barcelona, Spain. Dates all over Europe, and if you could help them out with booking some dates, maybe you're a band, maybe you're a punk band, and you're looking for some touring bands to play some shows with. Drop these guys a line and hook something up right now. Last song from them, this is one of the newer ones, Our Own Words.
Still recall when I was 10 years younger, I found a new way. my brain.
Four-piece punk rock outfit coming from Newcastle, New South Wales. That was Local Resident Failure with What's the Alternative to the Alternative. We have a few more tracks from these guys. This is some brand new stuff coming off of their Crack is the New Black release. That's available now. It's April. It's available now. Find these guys on myspace.com/localresidentfailure or do the Facebook thing. Search them on there and you can find out all sorts of info. They have some shows coming up. I'll talk about that after their next song. This is also off of Crack is the New Black EP. This is Two Strong Hearts. Resident Failure from Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia. Some really fucking awesome stuff here coming out of Australia that we've been playing on the show lately. Last week we played a band called The Decline in our From the Mailbox segment. Local Resident Failure and The Decline will be on tour throughout the summer. Some various dates. You can find Local Resident Failure on Facebook and on MySpace. MySpace.com/localresidentfailure. Just search that on Facebook. I think there's starting to be a trend here to finding bands on Facebook and MySpace. What else is going on? Yeah, actually, the Crack is New Black launch party is happening next Wednesday. That's April 7th at the Cambridge Hotel in Newcastle, New South Wales. It's going to be Local Resident Failure, The Decline, and Weisheimer, a band that we've had on the show as well. And I think we're going to play, yeah, let's play a Weisheimer track today for you on the program. Before we get into that Weisheimer, one last track from Local Resident Failure. This is Human Rights and Wrongs on The Grind Volume 77. We'll be right back. Some Belgian punk rock there. That was Exit on the Left with Dead to Me. Exit on the Left, they will be part of Rio Rock this Saturday, April 3rd in Belgium with bands like Strungout, Emery, Hopes Die Last, Monin, Easy Way, Destine, The Maple Room, and Straighten Things Out. If you want more info on Rio Rock, go to riorock.be. More info on Exit on the Left, just go to myspace.com/exitontheleft. A lot of festivals kicking into gear in Europe right now. Our friends High Five Drive from Winnipeg, they're playing a show this Saturday as part of the Ask Festival in France, along with bands like Fast Motion, 9-11, Smoothie, Bang Bang Cocktail, and many more. In fact, just the next day, High Five Drive will be in Belgium the next day, playing again with Fast Motion, as well as our friends in State of Mind. Here's a track from State of Mind. This is called Last Chance to Dance. It's right here on The Grind, coming off their split with the Octopussies from last year. That does it for our From the Mailbox segments for today. It's time to get into Marcus's interview with Contrabandit. But first, let's hear a song from them. This is Contrabandit with Walk with Shen.
Away. You went to Big PC, he liked Toledo. Hey everyone, this is Marcus reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Today I'm hanging out with the guys from the band Contramandit. The band is playing a show tomorrow night here in Ottawa. So guys, thanks again for finding some time to do this. To start off, please say your name and your role in the band.
I'm Derek, I'm the vocalist. I don't know if what I do is singing, but it's vocals for sure.
I'm Nick, I play drums in the band and I sing backup vocals.
I'm Alex, I play bass, I also do backup vocals.
I'm Mark, I play one half of the guitars. Nick Herwig does the other half, but he's not here right now. And I think I sing two words in the whole album.
So first off, you guys have a show tomorrow night at Mavericks here in Ottawa with none other than a Wilhelm Scream. So first off, have you guys played a show with them before, and how did you end up having the gig?
We've played with them before. It must have been summer of 2006. And we'd been looking up to these guys forever, still love them. I guess we put so much pressure on ourselves, or we didn't practice enough, but that was the absolute worst show that we've ever played. And after that performance, actually, this is where Contrabandit decided to get a little bit more serious about putting out some quality products out there for all those consumers, and just to put on a great live performance. So it was a turning point. For this show, Scallon, who is one of the main promoters here in Ottawa, we've been in contact with him for a little while, and he's offered us some great shows in the past. And so he just contacted us and asked us, first of all, if we were still around, because we haven't played in Ottawa in so long. And then he was pretty much happy to see that we could play the show. So yeah, we're stoked. This is our little redemption show with a Wilhelm Scream.
For the listeners not familiar with Contrabandit, can you please give a brief history of the band?
Well, that's me. Yeah. history of Contrabandit. This goes kind of way back. Nick Herwig and I played guitar together. We've been writing songs together for 12 years now. And we had a band, an old band, and we ended up sort of meeting all the other guys in the local punk scene who were also playing in other Ottawa bands. And I guess by coincidence, all the bands kind of broke up around the same time. So we got together and started Contrabandit.
So shortly after we put the band together, we got some pretty sweet shows in town and sort of around Ontario and Quebec. We played with Choke, Daggermouth, Wilhelm Scream, Smoker Fire, the almighty Bad Religion.
And we went on tour with Googly Eyes.
That's not a band, don't bother looking it up.
It's just Derek entertaining other drivers with fucking googly eyes in his face. So we also put out two albums in the meantime.
And impregnated one lady.
Sweet. Contrabandit has two releases out so far, the Very Best Of EP and the I Am Dynamite EP. Can you talk about the recording process for those releases?
Painful. No, not really. We went in to work with Diener at Addictive Sound, and Diener is one of my heroes. For the Very Best Of, that was our first, it was kind of a demo, it turned out to be an EP. No metronome, very few punch-ins, a couple mistakes going through, maybe some sketchy mix work, but it was a good early representation of what we're about. As Nick said, that Wilhelm show just knocked us off our little pedestal we were sitting on at the time. We realized we really needed to put more thought into what was coming through and what we were doing. So when we headed in for I Am Dynamite, it was kind of a rough time for the band because Mark had to leave town for about 6-8 months, and we got Sketchy P to replace him, who filled in on the guitars partially, I guess. And as we were recording through, I don't know, I guess he just realized he wasn't really able to hack what we were looking to do, and he left us high and dry after we had our bass, rhythm guitars, and drum tracks down. So we got lucky, Mark was still interested in playing with Contrabandit, and we figured out a way to make the distance work for us. So he drove in, did all of his leads in a week, and then Dean and I screamed over the tracks, and we ended up with a pretty decent end product. I know we're happy with how it all turned out.
I'm
There's a new album in the works, and in terms of jamming, with you guys, especially living in different cities like, you know, Montreal, Ottawa, etc., how does it affect the band?
Well, we do have a new album in the works right now. We've written most of it, and I'm pretty convinced anybody who likes our previous stuff's gonna think that this kicks the shit out of it. A lot of it's really, really good. We spent a lot of time kind of beating ourselves up over what we were playing and making sure everything's just perfect for what we're looking for. With the jamming, things still work. We've got a bit of distance, but there's this great invention called the interweb, and it lets us keep in touch with what we're doing. Mark will have an idea, he'll send a clip over to me, I'll start writing some vocals, or basically, now Nick, myself, and Herwig are all in town, so the three of us pretty regularly get together, and Herwig's been doing a lot of the writing recently, so it's been beneficial. Al's a deadbeat, lives out in Montreal, still love him. Hi, Al. Hi, Al.
Hi.
But I won't lie, when Al left, it did kind of suck, but Al's been dedicated, he comes back all the time, he's still rocking it out, and Mark's distance, it's a pain in the ass, but again, everybody's dedicated enough to the band that we're making it work. Like, we basically all agreed that nobody's legally allowed to leave Contraband until we put out another album, so I don't want to get my ass kicked by Herwig or anything like that, so I'm not going to move. But it takes work. But you talk to anybody in any band out there that's been together for more than 3 weeks, and they're going to tell you it takes work, and I think everybody pretty much gets that.
Like many Canadian skate punk acts, Contraband has a good following in Europe and Japan. Now that people from overseas anticipate new material from you guys, and you're obviously becoming more popular in the scene, is there more pressure to get new music out?
I don't think there's a whole lot of pressure in getting music out. Of course, we want to please the fans, but writing music has always been, you know, for ourselves. It's something that we love to do. It's something that we want to do. So I don't find that there's so much pressure per se. I think it's been great seeing that we've been having a following in Europe and Japan. You know, it motivates you.
We're big in Japan.
Yeah, we are big in Japan. Is that a bad joke? Can we say that on the radio?
We do have more fans in Japan than at home, I think.
I know, which is great.
By far.
Mm-hmm. Konnichiwa.
And all those people in Japan. From Europe.
I heard also
they speak English in Europe.
Yeah. I know some Japanese people even bought some albums from you guys and distroed it, I guess.
Yes. I guess we could fill that in as and say hi, Sue. Fast Flip Distributions, based out of Japan and Spain. Those guys were really helpful for us to get I Am Dynamite out there. They were the first to actually hear the physical copies outside of the band, and they really helped us spread it around, and thanks to them, now I guess we can say we have a following in Japan.
Listen to me, joy.
Speaking of Japan, you guys are featured on a comp on Fast Circle Records. The comp is called Get the Fuckin' Out.
A little bit angrish.
And like I asked IBS just recently, how did that happen?
Noji from Fast Circle Records actually got in touch with us. He got in touch with me by email and pretty much explained the whole project to me and told me all the bands that were going to be on the compilation. And just pretty excited before even replying. I couldn't say no, really. And lots of great bands like IVS are on there, 50 Stars Anger, and Real Deal from Montreal as well. It's just a great comp altogether, and we were pretty stoked.
Any bands you recommend from your scene or internationally?
Yeah, definitely. Around here, say, well, around here, meaning this country, we'll say, there's Inside Riot out of Montreal, great guys. We had the chance to play a couple shows with them. IVS in Mississauga, great guys.
And Al's twins in IVS.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve!
High Five Drive out of Winnipeg, they're great guys, too. There's tons of bands to recommend from around here.
Is a stand-up?
No, definitely.
Of course, yeah. We go farther back with This Is Standoff than This Is a Standoff.
I love John Malott.
It's true.
What about internationally?
Internationally, yeah, there's lots of good bands out there. Action Men, PMX.
Yeah, I'm really into Action Men lately.
Yeah, really good.
Mostly listening to old stuff, and I don't know, a lot. But I've been into Polar Bear Club a lot. It's not really skate punk as
hell
much,
yeah.
But Polar Bear Club, I can speak for at least two-fifths of the band to say we're pretty stoked on it.
Yeah. Where can people reach you online, and where can people buy your releases?
Because the easiest way to reach us online is contrabandit.ca. It's not a fancy website or anything. It basically just leads you back to our MySpace page. But at least we shortened it, and we can scare off... we don't scare off people that are not really into the whole MySpace thing by tricking them into thinking we have an actual website.
Yeah.
You can actually find us by merch on evilmerch.com. That's evelmerch.com. Online store. There's the Fast Flip guys in Japan who have their stores. You can always buy the EP on iTunes or good old Interpunk if you're into that.
Yeah, if your friends have an iPhone, search Contrabandit on iTunes and just buy it from their phone. Don't tell them. They're going to love it, I guarantee you.
Set it as their ringtone.
They'll be so happy with you for doing that.
And of course, you can find us on Facebook if you want to hear all the songs. That's a little insider tip.
Although we're pretty late on the whole Facebook thing. We just found out what it is last week. And yeah, well, come and hit us up on there.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Before we sign off, any last words to say to the listeners and fans? Perhaps even some words in French, Alex?
In French? Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Oui, c'est en français.
Sur
le spot.
Je dirais bonjour à tous les autres francophones sur le spot, ouais. Merci beaucoup. Does anybody else want to throw in English? Or?
J'aime les biscuits. J'aime Contrabandit. J'aime les filles.
No, you don't.
You know.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for your time, guys. Have fun at Mavericks with all the bands. You guys can definitely show how it's done to the American bands over there for sure. Mm-hmm. Take care. Bonne soirée tout le monde. Et again, this is Marcus reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
You're coming to the show tomorrow, right?
No. Yes, I am.
And that pretty much does it for our program today. The song that we just heard there from Contrabandit was Silence Motion. And that's coming off of their newer I Am Dynamite EP. We kicked off their whole interview segment with a song called Walk With Shen. Then we heard a song called Selmer from their very best of EP. Also played a track called The Prince, which was the track that we kicked the whole show off with. That is coming off of their newest I Am Dynamite EP as well. So that's it for the show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tune in next week, April 9th, to catch our interviews with Decoy Decoy and Useless ID. Plus, we'll be rocking a lot more great punk rock for you. Enjoy your weekend, and don't forget to watch the web for the Dreadnoughts and Real McKenzie's videos on the grind being uploaded in the next few days. Guys, have a good weekend.